Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 8th, 2024. I have your host, James, here. And right now, we are joined by one of my favorite people to talk to, Meredith Kleckler, Executive Director of Visit Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meredith, always good to talk with you. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you very much. I love to talk with you as well.
One of my early interviews was with you, Meredith, and really helped me get comfortable with the job. And I always appreciate getting the chance to talk with you guys. And we are just kind of joking in our pregame here a little bit that we don't get to do this very often.
We don't.
Because you guys are always giving of your time to other events and businesses in the area, and I really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you. You provide a valuable service to visitors and residents alike, so we're grateful to you.
One of the things that we don't get the chance to do is kind of touch on the who, what, when, where, why of our Visitors Bureau. And while I think that, well, we are specifically talking about Wisconsin Rapids, we have a lot of listeners in a lot of other areas. I want you all to take some notes here and you know, give a shout out to your local visitors bureaus. They do amazing work in our communities and oftentimes don't get a chance to be highlighted, but we're going to highlight you guys today. And I want to talk about right out the gate, Meredith, why tourism matters and why it is so important to our communities.
Tourism matters because, for example, Wood County generated a record-breaking $211 million in economic impact in 2023. It's incredible. The state, tourism is the fourth largest economic enterprise in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin had a historic record-breaking $25 billion economic development or economic impact from tourism last year. So it's important because it impacts us all, whether you are a hospitality business, a restaurant, a hotel, a gas station, or just a grocery store, a store that sells equipment people might need when they're in town, or you're a company that ships the products to all those businesses, or you are the person who comes to a tournament or comes to enjoy a show or anything in town. We're all impacted by tourism. And the dollars it brings into the community are of benefit to everybody. Mm-hmm. So the tax dollars alone, the state and local taxes that came into Wood County last year were $12.6 million.
Jeez.
So it really does have a huge impact. In the city of Wisconsin Rapids, we have seen an increase the last 6 years straight in the amount of dollars that come into our community that can be used both by our organization to keep going and marketing and promoting, but also by the city.
Part of the reason I start off the show wanted to encourage people to care about their local visitors bureaus and paying attention to that is because while Meredith and people like Meredith work at these places, don't forget that we all do. We all work at the Visitors Bureau. We are all mascots for our community. We all sellers of our community because this benefits all of us. As Meredith was just giving us the numbers of how many people out there like lower taxes. I'm seeing all hands being risen right now. This helps towards that. And when we have is 113 million visitors this year, Meredith, I'm seeing.
Yep.
Every one of those individuals we're selling to. Mm-hmm. We're selling our community to, we're selling our events to and everything. So it really does matter how we treat people and how much we care about our Visitors Bureau and the impact they make. Those are amazing numbers to hear.
They really are. And truly, we can't do what we do without the great people in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding communities. Mm-hmm. We are consistently told by visitors from all over the state and actually the world that everybody's welcoming and they appreciate how they feel when they come visit our area. And really, that's what encourages them to come back. It's how they feel and the experiences they had.
So knowing how much those things matter, this is why we tell you what and who our Visitors Bureau is. Get into that a little bit, if you don't mind, Mary.
Sure, not at all. We are the destination marketing organization or the tourism entity for the Wisconsin Rapids area. We represent Wisconsin Rapids and Southern Wood County. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we're governed by a board of directors who work in industries related to what we do, hotels, dining, attractions, those type of businesses. We are funded by room taxes, and I think sometimes that's important to note because we're primarily funded by the people who use our services. Mm-hmm. Local tax dollars aren't paying for what we do. Mm-hmm. We work to promote and market the area as a destination, and we do that to try to attract tour groups, which are starting to come back. We just had one from La Crosse last week.
Good to hear.
But also business and leisure travelers, mm-hmm. sports tournaments, meetings, and conventions. We work to try to bring them here for their first visit because it all starts with a visit.
You know, and something you mentioned there I think is really interesting, too. Certainly the latter part that you said there, that's details that we don't always hear or may not know, not common knowledge, certainly. But the idea of the board of directors. And while you hear board of directors, most people give an idea in their head. But I appreciate the extra step there of mentioning that it's locals doing this. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to selling this area and certainly marketing this area or any of the above, you have locals doing this. You have people from here. So many times, especially in the business I'm in, you have a consultant, the famous consultant that comes in from some state 100,000 miles away and tries to tell you what to do with your show that is not even from the area. Mm-hmm. You have people from the area kind of promoting and marketing our area that know it better than anybody. Mm-hmm. So that is a key part of this and a really cool part of this, I think, too.
Yeah, we're blessed. We have board members that are lifelong residents of this area that have had businesses for years and really bring a perspective that is really valuable.
And you know, time moves so fast and everything. 2016, not that long ago, and not that big of a stretch of time to think of the amount of great work that has been done in that time is really impressive, very impressive. And the type of work that we're talking about here, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you guys do over there, if you don't mind, Meredith.
You know, people travel to our area for all different reasons, and we work to try to attract all those people, all different demographics. You know, families come for vacation, but sometimes they come to celebrate. Maybe they're here for a class reunion or they're here to celebrate a birthday. People come for business. When the Wood County Jail was being built, we had a lot of business people, a lot of travelers coming for business. Each year when the cranberries are blooming, there's a beekeeper that comes into town and stays in town with his bees to be able to. So there's some things that not everybody thinks about, but that's an example of business travel. Of course, we have huge sporting events, and we're really excited to be hosting another USA BMX Nationals in 2025. So it's one of only 30 in North America.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. The Wisconsin State Water Ski Show is a huge example of that. It's the largest and longest running in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's just here in our community.
Yeah.
So it brings people. Last year we had people from Belgium, Australia. It brings people from all over. So you know, whether people are coming to just relax or to re-energize or to reconnect, we work to let them know that they can do that here, and this is the perfect place.
One of my, actually, I should say a handful of my relatives, when my Nan and Papa first moved to Rome, they would come up from Illinois or come from out east or whatever, and they'd come here, and every time they visited, they did not want to leave. Mm-hmm. And these were, you know, downright city people. Mm-hmm. But they'd get here, and what they loved was they were in nature, they felt, but there was so much convenience to things. Our area really does give you something for everybody, whether you are a single individual out there, you're a big family, if you are young, old, there really is something for everybody when it comes to this. And the entertainment, the culture, and the sports that are available in this area are second to none. And there aren't many communities our size that have a local, like two baseball teams, a hockey team, let alone all the high school sports we have. That alone is something that stands out. But you mentioned we have the biggest water ski show tournament in the world here.
We do, and it's free.
Yeah. We haven't even mentioned Cranberry Blossom Fest or some of these other events that, as long as they've been around, only seem to get more popular every year. It's really noteworthy, too, when I talk, take an event like that as an example. Cranberry Blossom Fest has been around a long time. And every year, they make it better. And they're able to do that because every year, or not every year maybe, but every cycle, you have new people, you know, putting their creative input into that and other members in the community adding to that. So really, it remains fresh. It remains interesting and cool every year. And that's just one example. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time with our area. Mm-hmm. It's really something to what we are able to offer in this area. And I bring this up not just for us, of course, locals that know a lot of this, but we've got a lot of surrounding areas. And especially when it comes to advertising. advertising. You have hit your area quite a bit. Come on over here. Advertise with us over here a little bit and everything, and we'll show you how much the power of that here. Mm-hmm. There's so many things to attach your name to. It's a really unique area and a lot of really fun events that we have lined up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're truly blessed by that. You mentioned not many cities have the sports. We also have a great arts and culture. Mm. You know, we have two museums. We have three live theaters, you know, plus the cinema. We have a lot of talented people in this community, artists, and we're grateful that they're willing to share.
I joke with a lot of my Madison friends about this all the time, that I will take our creatives over their creatives any day. And I love Madison. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of friends over there and a lot of really fun creative people. Mm-hmm. And that's a melting pot with the university. Stevens Point is another example of that. I stand on this. This area has some of the most amazing creatives and versatile creatives. We're not just talking about singers and songwriters and actors or any of that, but photographers and sculptors and woodcutters and mm-hmm. so many different things. It's really something that to be what we have to offer in this area, which is why when I'm asking a who, what, when, where, why, and when, well, when is pretty much always, isn't it?
It is always. Yeah. Every chance we get, we're blessed to be able to tell the stories of the people and the attractions in this community. And so every chance we get, we do that. And we also are really actively listening and always learning more.
And that kind of leans into the how. Of how you guys are able to do this. There's so many different ways that you are able to promote our local businesses and our local events.
Mm-hmm. You know, we are centrally located. Within 4 hours, you can get here from Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, not to mention everywhere in Wisconsin. So I like to tell people we're the Northwoods experience without the drive.
That's good. That's a good line. That's good.
But we really do have so much. You mentioned music. We have an awesome burgeoning music scene, you know, and all different mm-hmm. styles of music, bluegrass and jazz and you know, all country and rock and roll, all different types of music. And this past year, we saw a huge increase in the amount of live music mm-hmm. happening in our community. So we work to just get the story out mm-hmm. And connect the local resources to those visitors that might be interested in them.
It's really one of the first things when we've had like Bluegrass on the Lake or Dove's Nest or some of these groups that are wonderful, wonderful people and organizations that when they're just getting started, it's one of the first things that they did or they will suggest to people is reaching out to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. You guys are able to market and help people and guide people in many ways when they're beginning these things. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing for a business out there or any nonprofit or any of the above. You reach out, you attach yourself to the Visitors Bureau, they're going to have your back. They're going to be able to help you navigate these things better than anybody can.
Yeah, and we're happy to do that. And mm-hmm. actually, there's, you know, what our services, there's no cost for us to promote. As long as an event is open to visitors, of interest to visitors and open to the public, we're happy to promote it. We just need to know about it. Yeah. So we're happy to do that. We have a website, a calendar on a website that's very popular. We promote social media. And then we do a lot of print advertising. It's not seen so much here with the exception of our annual visitors guide, mm-hmm. Which we're working on now. We also do a lot of advertising. Last year we advertised in Canada. We were on billboards mm-hmm. in Toronto.
Awesome.
We work to bring people from the outside in. So a mm-hmm. lot of our print advertising isn't seen here.
Which is a great point to bring up and what I was touching on earlier when I was reaching out to other communities and everything. This is what smart marketing is. This is your area knows you're this business. And it's not to say you don't market in your area, but if you got a pie chart and you're putting 20% here, 20% there, we encourage you to put that maybe 30% of it or whatever in another town, in another state even sometimes. Mm-hmm. You just don't know who's going to see that. And hey, we're vacationing. We go to the same place all the time. What's this Wisconsin Rapids? What's that? This sounds interesting. You just never know who might be and who that person might tell. Hey, this is really good. That's how my family ended up here, is this way and stuff. My papa drove semi through up to Canada and had friends from Wisconsin that would rave about Central Wisconsin. And so he got curious. And here we are. And now you're stuck with me.
No, I'm the story, too. I'm the story of a visitor who became a resident. Same thing. I had a great aunt and uncle who lived here, and I used to visit as a child. And then my sister got a job in Stevens Point and said, hey, we really think we want want to live in Wisconsin Rapids, and so, you know, so we came to visit, and wow. I'm the story too.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's very cool. And it's part of why we encourage this so much. We know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We can back it up, and we do that with the where a lot too, Meredith, and mm-hmm. where you guys are able to do these things and put this mm-hmm. focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see an increase. Social media is very popular. I really believe print people sometimes still like to have a map, mm-hmm. or the Cranberry Highway map is very
Absolutely.
Popular every year. And people, you know, we had visitors from all Arkansas and Texas and all over coming to see cranberries because it's something they don't have. Mm-hmm. So we love our cranberry heritage, and mm-hmm. it's what helps bring people here. But then we like to expose them to all the other great things.
Yeah, you use the cranberries to lure them in, and then we get them. And, mm-hmm. you know, in all seriousness, it really does. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice way to kind of sandwich these things, if you will, of, mm-hmm. hey, this you come here because of this. Well, look at all these other things. Mm-hmm. The visitor's guide is certainly, you mentioned that. That's something that is really helps out a lot to a lot of, not just locals, but certainly others. Trade shows are another one that we don't get to touch on very often, but that's another way of helping and where you guys can make an impact.
Mm-hmm. We go to State Fair, the Wisconsin State Fair every year. We have a day at the State Fair where we go and promote the Wisconsin Rapids area. The Green Bay RV and Camping Show we participate in. And we also work regionally because we understand that sometimes people come for a whole experience. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the NFL draft is coming.
Yes.
You know, that's probably going to impact everybody in the state mm-hmm. On some level. So we work with Travel Wisconsin or the State Department of Tourism. We also partner with our friends at Visit Marshfield mm-hmm. and the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau for Central Wisconsin Tourism. So we work to get us listed regionally. So one of the things we actively work on is to get on the Travel Wisconsin events and places mm-hmm. website and widgets. So our businesses and our events are being promoted all throughout the state.
It's incredibly smart and thought through and calculated, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate hearing other like Wausau and Marshfield and these other community bureaus working together. Mm-hmm. We're stronger together,
we are.
And it's nice to see that. I mm-hmm. think that we all know that we have people that live in different communities or travel for work or anything. It just makes sense mm-hmm. for us to work together on these things. That's really cool to hear. Mm-hmm. And I know people are out there listening and wondering, well, maybe you're not a business, maybe you're just an individual or so. How can you help? How can you impact your community and be a part of things? And I want to get into that a little bit with you, Meredith.
So really just tell us what's going on. Let us know. If you have a great event or a fundraiser, there's a lot of great fundraisers that happen in this area that benefit awesome charities, but they also provide really cool, unique experiences. You mentioned a couple. So tell us. Just let us know what's happening. We'll get it on the calendar. The earlier, the better, because then we have a little more time to schedule some social media posts. We are fond. We did with the Rafters this past year, for their Heroes Week, mm-hmm. we did giveaways, social media giveaways, where people could win gift bags and tickets to the games. So we're always looking for creative ways to help engage people and get them involved.
Yeah, with our River Kings, which is so nice to any chance. Well, I mean, you can tell I'm a big hockey guy, so any chance mm-hmm. to talk about that. But the Kings are one of our better examples, like the Rafters and others in this area, of really being able to, similar to the Cranberries, hey, you want to come here because you love hockey, you come here because you love baseball, well, look at what else we got, and look at these other things. Mm-hmm. They are certainly mascots and you know, sellers of our area just as much as any of this, and it's another great set of events that are coming up. We just got done this week wrapping up the Glenn Miller Orchestra coming to town
last night.
Yeah, I heard so many great things mm-hmm. about that show. We've got other great events coming up as well, Meredith. Before we give people a ways to contact you, if they have further questions or want to be a part of things, let's talk a little bit about some of the events coming up at the end of November here and getting into December. We have the Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner happening with our friends at the VFW 2534. That is going on this weekend on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Be sure to make plans for that. Rekindle the Spirit Parade is right around the corner. Man, that is right around the corner.
It is.
Wow, that is 27th. I see that that's starting up. Mm-hmm. So that would be going to be a big event. Did you have something?
Just the city is lighting the Grand Avenue and the Jackson Street bridges. So the lights will reflect in the water, and there's hopes that that will be ready to be done on the night of Rekindle the Spirit. So there'll be a bridge lighting ceremony.
That's we've talked about this a little bit behind the scenes. I'm so excited for this. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really, really cool. Here's fingers crossed. Here's hoping. And mm-hmm. shout out to all the workers out there that are working so hard on all that to get mm-hmm. that done.
And the city actually invested locally too. It's a local. Yeah. It's a local vendor that's doing all that work. So we're excited about that.
And we're very excited here about the 40th annual already Cranberry Classic coming up at Assumption High School. That's mm-hmm. going to be cool. Thanksgiving weekend, the 29th and the 30th, we have the guys from Assumption on to talk about this, mm-hmm. usually on Playmakers and stuff, and cannot wait for that. Small Business Saturday, another big event to wrap up November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge. And the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber does a great passport experience that encourages people to go from shop to shop and invest locally.
Yeah. And December, right around the corner. And I wanted to make sure to mention the Zohr Shriners Festival of Trees. Mm-hmm. Another event that we won't get to touch on very often, but a really fun event.
Mm-hmm. It started last year, and it's really fun to go through. And you can bid on the trees. You can bid to win mm-hmm. the trees, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And they, again, all the proceeds go to benefit local.
December alone has something for everybody. The Nakusa Christmas Parade coming up on Market Street over on the 7th. You have the Christmas Family Dinner happening at Rooted in Red on the 7th as well. 7th through 9th will be the 8th Annual Christmas Tree Walk happening with our friends at the Southland County Historical Museum. Big mm-hmm. shout out to them. And White Christmas with our great friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater going to be premiering next month on the 7th. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that one as well. That's going to be White Christmas. Yeah, premieres on the 7th.
It does.
It's going to be a great one. And Boogie and the Yo-Yos Christmas with You. I yep. love those guys. That's
yep.
going to be great.
Yep, that should be fun.
So many great events. River Kings hockey throughout the month of December as well.
Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight and tomorrow,
yes.
River Kings hockey. Something notable about the River Kings, they're celebrating their 10th season, mm-hmm. Promoting hockey up and down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we celebrated our Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission Awards.
Yeah.
And Coach Paul is the winner of the MVP award.
Very proud of him for that. Been embarrassing him every chance I get
there
bringing that
go.
Up.
That's good. That's good.
Meredith, great conversation as always. We don't get together nearly enough. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, just work with the Bureau. How can they do that? How can they reach you?
They can stop in and see us anytime. We're located downtown on the east side of the river, on the corner of Jackson and 2nd Streets. We're open 9 to 5 every day, or Monday through Friday. But you can also reach us on our website, visitwisrapids.com. And, of course, you can call us at 715-422-4650.
And be sure to follow them on social media, everybody. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things going on in your community. Meredith, thank you again for all you and your team do for the community and hanging out with us today.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy this. Thanks, James.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.